Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, real port alive from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Oh, where's Blue? The
Six Rings Kane Show. I'll say about this.
The
Six Rings Kane Show.
Yeah. I would never count Kane Show when it comes to recruiting, just because somebody's doing it somewhere else.
Cash plays.
With that being said, Ohio State has a ton of cash and is on a roll, so it might be tough.
We also have cash, so you know, just if you really want someone, you can buy them. I mean, it's the reality of it.
Yeah,
you can always just be like, "What did they pay you? I'll double it." They'll show up on campus.
Yeah,
but you know, it's all about.
And that's not even a joke anymore. It used to be, but now
you're gonna show it lower. What is your offer right now? Yeah, we'll double that.
Yeah,
if you can. Yeah. It's always a way through. Now, is that worth it on a play-by-play basis? Probably not. You're gonna use a lot of money there.
The loafers are Gucci now.
Wow, I'm not touching that. So we did talk. Well, before you joined us, I think you're probably watching.
I was in and out of the show.
Yeah. So we did. So who are your? You know, the same question Jazz asked all of us. Who are your starting receivers?
X, obviously. I mean, that's your leading receiver from last year, and I think he's going to do even more this year just because of the talent we have at QB now. Jacoby George, assuming he's on the straight and narrow, I think he can get even better. And then the real question is, I mean, you assume Sam Brown's coming in, and with his experience, he's going to start. But you hear so many things this offseason about Horton. So it should be interesting. But I think the four of them you're going to see a lot. But I would assume right now it's Brown, George, and Restrepo.
I would say that too, because you have three veterans, so to speak, at the wide receiver position. You have an experienced quarterback. You have three veteran wide receivers, and it puts you in the best position to win right now. And that's something I think Miami needs to do heading into year three of Mario Cristobal.
Well, I think the fact that we recruited Cam Warden, it's his last year. I think this is Mario's best opportunity to win, and the fan base kind of has high expectations. You don't bring a guy like that in for 1 year and be like, all right, let's win eight games. Like, I think the expectation is to compete for the ACC championship and to make the college football playoff. Now, do I think we're going to do that? I don't know. If you guys invite me onto the prediction show, I'll let you know then.
We'll let you in. But
that's the majority of the expectation from the fan base.
Well, this is a good transition though, because the ACC media kickoff is going on right now. The football kickoff, it's all week in Charlotte, and you know, coming out of that, we'll get the predictions for who the media. Again, these are not us. These are not Miami fans. These are the assembled media. I'd be shocked if we're not first or second in a majority of these in terms of winning the ACC.
We should be, yeah.
So we can talk about our expectations. These are realistic expectations, and you know, you got to meet the moment. We can't constantly fall back on the "well, we always blow it" type of shit. Like at some point.
Yeah, who is it? Josh Pate had us losing to FSU in the ACC championship and being the seventh seed in the college football playoff. That was his prediction.
I mean, first of all, whoever wins the ACC is going to get a bye and be a top four team because it's a
That's what I'm saying. He has us losing.
No. I understand what you said, but my point is, like, if you win this conference now, which is something we realistically say should be possible any year. You're basically automatically going to get a top four seed and a bye in the playoffs because it does go to the four highest conference winners. And with the Pac-12 dead now, that basically means the four power conferences. So, yeah, I mean, whatever's left of it is not a power conference. So what you've ended up with is essentially if you win, the winners of the Big 10, Big 12, SEC, and ACC are going to get those four spots. So that's a very attainable prize. And to Melissa's point, which was calling out Josh Pate's prediction, like there's 12 teams. That's only four of them. There's eight other teams. Only so many are going to be able to go to the SEC and the Big Ten. You can add another three to each, right?
Which from the ACC, it's probably just going to be, assuming both teams head into like the ACC championship game with like one loss or no losses.
Well, this is the thing.
You can't assume that a third team is going to get in.
It'll be at least two, though.
Yeah.
That's my point. So, I mean, last year that would have been, what, Louisville? Like, this is there. And so to Melissa's point, you went and got Cam Ward. There's really no – I mean, we're constantly being, you know, I think a lot of times people say, Miami fans say this, man, it's not us.
It's the media.
But in this case, I'll flat out say it. If this team doesn't make the playoffs, it's going to be disappointing.
Yeah, there's no excuses.
It's an open system. We're in a conference that's very winnable. Yeah. And even finishing second should get you in the playoffs. Finishing third might get you in the playoffs.
And looking at this – go ahead. Yeah,
go for it.
Looking at the schedule, I mean, the only really difficult stretch is the one in October where we have Louisville and Florida State back-to-back. I mean, Virginia Tech – is always a tough game, and then Duke after the Florida State game. So, you know, to me, if they were to win anything big or go to the college football playoff or go to the ACC championship game, this would be a prime year to do it.
Yeah, no, SMU is not a dog horse for anything. They're not going to make a bowl game.
I don't think so. I mean,
he had eight sacks or more in the AAC, what conference was?
They were in the AAC last year. They are going to look. As much as like we feel that as Miami, we should be able to handle the ACC. It is a good football. No, I mean it's a good football conference, right? We haven't been anywhere close to our best. Like our best teams would have walked this conference, of course, but. You know, there's still a lot of good football teams in there. SMU is not in that league, and they're going to find that out. That's just the reality.
It's going to be – I mean, obviously, they have a few former Canes on there, so, I mean –
Yes, they have discards.
And all that, but it's still a step up from with the – I mean, I wish them all well, the former Canes, but when they play us, it's war.
I mean, I keep it real here. I don't give a shit. Like – They're gone. I don't care if they do well. I don't want them to get injured. I never want anyone to get injured or have like that kind of thing. But do I care if they do well or not? Because they used to be here. No.
And quite honestly, we do a pretty good job of beating ourselves once or twice a season. So there is that too.
Well, it's more like three or four times a season. Me and Vish witnessed a few of those games together in person.
Look, were you at the Virginia game where there was only field goals, Melissa?
No, we were at Georgia Tech together. We were at UNC together. So,
yeah, no, that Virginia game was 2 years ago. I will say, you know, SMU won whatever it was last year, 10 games, and they go to the bowl game, and Boston College just dominates them. And I think that is. That is the change in level of team that they're going to have to deal with. Like Boston College is, you know, a mid-tier ACC team, and SMU was one of the best teams in the AAC. You know, didn't play a lot of competitive games because they were dominant, and then they ran into Boston College, and it's like, oh.
It was definitely a Boston College favorite game at Fenway Park, freezing in the middle of December.
but the thing coming out of that game was the physicality.
No, yeah, Boston College.
But that's normal. Like, again, we like to shit on the ACC, but like, there is a different physical toll it takes playing in a big conference.
Yeah, no, there is,
and this is now.
Oh man, if you only knew.
I feel like we've won something.
Football games.
Oh shit!
That we saw together. There's
Miami, Ohio. I think we sat together.
Miami, Ohio.
We've been in the stadium, but not.
Yeah, no, but not together though. I think Miami, Ohio was the only game we were sitting next to each other.
That's true.
A&M, we were both in the stadium, but I wasn't sitting.
Yeah, there. And same thing with Clemson. Yeah.
And Clemson, I was with Coop. Yeah. Good times.
But yeah. you know what? I have to come up to BC one of these days, and
I mean, we were going to last year, but it was Thanksgiving weekend.
Go to the BC game, but it was Thanksgiving weekend, and my mom would absolutely kill me if I missed Thanksgiving with her.
I mean, this is a tough travel weekend.
Fresh, I agree with you. I would like us to win all of the games. Yes.
I mean, but again, this is a navigable schedule.
This is a relatively easy.
In theory, on paper.
And I know people are going to come back to this in December when we're doing our coverage of the Motor City Bowl and saying that we all predicted that this would be an easy schedule.
I'm not accepting this. I'm not accepting this negativity and this fatalism. We are going to be good this year.
Vish literally gave me a hard time because I'm worried about the game at Florida, He's like, no, we're going to kick the crap out of them. And I'm like, I don't think you understand. I'm prepared for disappointment.
I'm very worried about the game at Florida.
Look. Here's what I'll say about this. They are terrible.
Middle Tennessee State, Vish. I don't want to hear it.
Yes. And so, you actually proved my point.
And Virginia.
They are terrible. We won that Virginia game 12-10. I was there.
Barely.
14-12. But...
Jake Garcia is playing at Eastern Carolina.
That dude, I still can't believe he didn't throw the ball. It was
Brantley, right? It was Khalil Brantley.
Yeah, I was like, throw the touchdown. Oh my god, he didn't throw it. Then he like barely got to the pylon. I'm like, I swear to God, even more so than like means we have to like we didn't win. It would have gone to more. I'm like, I can't watch more of this. You almost made me watch more of this. That's unforgivable. But no, my point is this: look, Florida. Is going to win three or four games. They're not going to make a bowl game.
Fresh is correct.
So I'm not saying we can't lose to them. I'm saying if we lose to them, it's because we suck. It's not because of them. Like, they're not going to all of a sudden be good. They're terrible. So same
well, either way.
Well, the same thing in Middle Tennessee, right? Because we lost that A&M game in College Station, and then we come back to play Middle Tennessee, and we're all like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna win this game," you know, get over the hangover, and we lose. We got blown out. And we're like, it wasn't because they were good. They weren't good either. We ended up being 5-7. We were terrible. So,
but again, it goes back to the fact that we do a really good job of beating ourselves.
Yeah, well, I'm not accepting
that. Me and DJ, we're on the same wavelength.
That's
man.
Fine. You can all be on the same wavelength.
I need a fan above me.
This year, we kneel the ball.
I will just say, so I was sitting next to Vish for the Georgia Tech game.
Oh, my God.
On first down, he's like, why the fuck are we not kneeling the ball?
Oh, it started
the fumble
before.
The fumble happened on third down. But for three plays, Vish was screaming, Neil, take a knee.
Oh, no, it's before that. Again, like this, but this is why, look, I don't believe in fatalism. We're the karma gods are going to smile back on us this time, because this is what transpired. If you recall, we got the first down. They then reviewed it, moved it back. If they don't do that, we don't even end up in a kneel situation, and all of this crap doesn't happen because we do need to run the ball then. So this only happens because they moved the ball back. They took away our first down, even though there was no evidence they should have done that. And that's when it started, actually, Melissa, because I'm like, oh, they're cheating because they want Georgia Tech to get the ball back, so they made third down. But
Vish had his crystal ball.
Yeah, and I was like, if we can get a yard, we can just kneel it.
And so that fumble happened, and I was chatting, I was DMing with an FSU fan. We always talk football, and he's like, what are you guys doing? And I'm like, we're about to lose this game because we're going to give up some long-ass touchdown. And then what happens, like, on the next play? And then I just get a string of laughing faces in my DM.
By the way, did not fumble. They can fuck off. That guy, Chaney, was lying flat on the goddamn ground. Like, that whole thing.
Listen, the GTFSU game in Ireland is going to be fun to watch. But I expect FSU to win that game.
Is that week zero? Or is that...
That's week zero, yeah.
Okay, yeah. They always do a game in Ireland, it seems like, week zero.
If FSU loses, we have to do a football show.
I mean, we do a football show. You're a guest on it right now. But
no, but not wait till Monday. Like, do it, like, right after the game.
Like on a random Saturday, it's week zero, man. It's like August 25th or some shit.
I'll probably be drunk.
Listen, if they were to beat FSU, we have to enjoy it, because if we lose to Florida in week one,
hey, this is the type of shit that's not happening. We gotta stop this. Stop the defeatism.
I'm a pessimist, man. I have no expectations.
Look, you're a realist.
I agreed with Blue and Danny last year when they said 7-5.
I don't care.
I was right there with them.
Because I was right in spirit, because we should have kneeled the ball, and then you all would have been wrong. So kiss my ass on that.
But what did the final record say?
You should have let me cancel our trip to North Carolina. After the 4-hour flight delay that I experienced, it was an omen. I should have stayed home.
4-hour flight delay? Wow. Damn.
Three different planes and a 4-hour flight delay, and I finally made it. And then all we got was disgusting cookout chicken.
I mean, I told you Waffle House is also open.
Well, I thought the chicken would be good because their milkshakes are insanely good, but it was like the most bland nuggets ever.
Cookout is ass. We should have found like a BK. But anyway, we're not playing North Carolina this year. No, but the one thing I'll say is, like, we sit here and we wear all these shirts that say, like, "Do you invented swagger?" And then when the ball is going to get kicked off, we all shrivel up like a bunch of bitches. You know what?
I wear a hoodie with my face on it, okay?
That's really not your face, though. The eye color's wrong. But anyway.
It's a cooler version of my face.
let's not go
down. Oh, wait. Let's see. That's your merch?
That's my logo.
That's one of the hoodies.
My hoodie girl logo hoodie. AboutTheFans.com, search hoodie girl collection.
Yeah, there's four of them. I am going to reject this negativity that, oh, we're going to screw up. Oh, something. No. We're going to go out there. We're going to win. Enough with this crap. We spend all the time where we're all out there. We're like, oh, yeah, no, we're the year. And then the second the ball's about to kick off, we're like, oh, do we even know how to play football? All that shit needs to stop.
Who's we? It's mostly the fans. I mean,
no, I am counting myself in this. We are not going to be negative this time. We're going to win football games. We know how to play football. we've been building this moment. We're going to go into Gainesville and push their shit in. And then we're going to roll this season.
If Fresh is referring to my hoodie, yes, you should love it. AboutTheFans.com. Hoodie Gold Collection. Okay. Sorry.
This is why.
You bring me on and we go buckets tangent. This is what happens.
I know.
Well, this isn't a buckets. We haven't done a show in like 2.5 weeks. So I'm
itching. This is not a buckets tangent. This is just you shilling merchandise in the middle of my show here.
Listen, it's a fresh audience, man.
That's true. Anyway, we went the tangent went off on a scheduled talk. Yeah. But, anyway, so we are done previewing the offense.
Should we do record predictions or should we wait for
we're gonna do a prediction show closer, so just to outline kind of next few weeks.
Hard to have swag when your team is going 5-7 and 6-7, and
but it's easy to have swag if you rep one of my hoodies.
Okay.
So just the
I need something too. I need my own clothing line so I can plug too.
Okay, so yes, but at some point you have to believe in yourself and have confidence. You're always going to go 5-7 and 6-7.
You guys, people in the chat, this is what you have to realize. When Vish went to undergrad at Miami, he was there during the 01 championship and what should have been the 02 championship. And he was there during the baseball championship. So you have to understand, he's used to winning.
And I started there
in 04, the downfall.
I had it better than you did, but all of that shit was in regular def. There wasn't even high def yet. So we're not talking about that. I'm just saying, if you're going to show up to games expecting to fuck up and lose, you're going to fuck up and lose.
I was 6 when Miami won the 01 national championship. Well, Miami hasn't had that swagger in my lifetime.
I'm well aware, especially if you. I've aged in the last year more than a year. If you look at the color of my beard in the intro,
haven't we all? Though? Haven't we all to some degree?
I feel like Tyler Van Dyke killed me because when our North Carolina picks at that game, my beard was still black. It felt like mostly gray, but it's not. It's not like it's not about necessarily having swagger. It's just defeatism. How are we going to screw this up? What's going to go wrong? You got to get out of that mindset. Stop worrying about how you're gonna
20 plus years.
Yeah, but you gotta stop worrying about how you're gonna screw up and start thinking about how you're gonna win the game.
I'll tell that to the players and coaching staff on the field.
It's very easy. You do the math and you realize that there isn't enough time left for the other team to get the ball back. You take
that's how
you win the game.
But that's not the only thing, right? Like that was one game which was insane and also multiple ref errors. But the Louisville game with the defenders running into each other, right?
Or have you calling a safety touchdown. When it's actually a safety?
Yeah, but none of those lost us a game, right? And so I think.
But it has to do with momentum,
right? But we didn't lose any games because of that. Where we lost games are couldn't get in from the 3-yard line against NC State, right? Couldn't get a stop on
the ball at the goal line against UNC.
Right, and also couldn't get a stop at the end when the offense was scoring and they kept driving. If we just gotten some 3-and-outs in the fourth quarter against UNC, we probably would have won that game.
Louisville, it was a bad omen when someone took a dump in the middle of the ladies' restroom.
Okay, let's not go there again. But anyway, it's making those winning plays that we need to. I'm not even touching that. Literally and figuratively. It's like swagger is kind of it's a contrived thing, right? But there is a trusting your abilities and actually going out there and executing. And this comes from the fans too, because when you're in that game, you can feel it in the stadium when all the fan thinks you're gonna fuck up. Like you could have felt that Georgia Tech thing. You could feel coming a mile away because we didn't kneel it that whole time. Well, actually, everyone around me is like, "Are you sure?" And I'm like, "Yes, I'm Indian. I can do math. We can kneel the ball because you don't have the commentary." So you're
904 Hurricanes comment. SEC ref officiating. Is it going to be SEC officiating, though?
It's usually the road team brings the ref, so it should be ACC, but...
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health.
their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not sure. Usually the road team brings the rest.
Yeah, that's...
It doesn't matter. We're going to beat the shit out of them. I'm tired of this negativity.
Well, who's with me? I'm watching the game at Vish's... is that your sister's hosting the party? I don't even
know. Yeah, yeah. Oh, God, I got to get a new TV. I got to do that one down there.
I'm not with you yet, but I appreciate your optimism.
You should come down Labor Day weekend.
DJ, I'm hoping for a win. I'm not confident about it, though.
Look, do we believe or not? Do we believe in this program?
No, not yet.
It's been 20-plus years. I will believe as I see more wins.
Okay. Yeah, but that's like...
Me and Melissa seem to be on the same page.
That's not leading. That's following. I'm going to lead here. We're going to be good this year. We're going to win the games we should win.
Me and DJ are co-leading and are we need to see it on the field stance.
Yep. Especially year three.
Yeah, I don't need to see shit. We're gonna go out. I'm going to see it, but it's going to happen.
DJ, I'm gonna need you to come on the show in one of my hoodies in the next few weeks. So
okay.
He's actually he is one of the few people in a location where you can wear a hoodie comfortably.
Yeah. I wore a hoodie and the 100-degree heat advisory a couple of days ago, too.
Actually, not right now, because it's been like...
Oh, no, it is freaking god-awful, man. The whole country feels like Miami.
Yeah. No, it's been like 4 weeks of just straight 90-degree weather every single day. When it's raining, it's 90 degrees, and it doesn't cool it off. So it's like, okay, what the hell?
No, I went to a Canes Connections basketball player signing at the team store. And I was like, I'm going to wear my Hoops hoodie from the Hoodie Grow collection because I'm going to try and make a sale, even though there was a heat advisory. So I was sweating balls, but someone saw my hoodie and was like, hey, where did you get that? I'm like, let me show you. And I made a sale. So it worked.
That's awesome. I'll probably have to get one of those hoodies during the winter, though. Because
right now, aboutthefan.com and search for Hoodie Girl. And there's that one and three others.
Appreciate you, Fresh.
All right, I think we're done.
Yeah, Hoodie Mom is waiting for me to call her.
You want to try and sell something else? Anything else you're trying to hawk over here, Melissa? While we're
no, did you know the Stanley Cup champions are the Florida Panthers?
You know what? You can't go after my guy DJ like that. That's not cool.
Oh no, I mean the Celtics won the NBA championship, so I'm good.
All right, so thanks for joining us this week.
Vish has all the power.
You're a Mavericks fan. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you forgot.
You just kicked us off the stream.
Anyway, Anyway, so we will be as I just to lay out kind of the rest of the summer schedule. So we're going to start defense next week. We'll probably do front seven. And the week after that, we'll do secondary, then specialists, then preview the season. That's where we'll get the predictions, and then preview Florida, because there's that many shows left to the. It is coming up. So yeah, we're done with the offense. We'll do some defense the next couple of weeks, and then
I might crash the prediction show if I'm off.
Yeah, no, we'll either way, we'll slide you in somewhere to do some predictions.
I work every other Monday night, so
we'll figure that out.
It would have to be. I don't even know. In like 3 weeks.
We'll figure it out. We'll get you on for one of the shows to do your predictions. That way we can have you on record as being overly negative. And then when I am right, you will all hear it.
But if you're looking for some basketball talk, tune into Buckets Wednesday night.
Yeah. I'm about to do this. So, you know, I do know what I'm doing. Believe it or not, we run the show without you.
I'm promoting for my show.
I know, which I was going to do because I was going to lay out the rest of the schedule for the week. So tomorrow,
and you're also running already.
Anyway, we got the F1 show followed by baseball. Kane's got a couple more commits. Things looking up for the baseball, and also got some of their high school players that we thought were going to go in the draft coming to school. So big couple of weeks for the Canes. We'll do that. We'll do that Wednesday, 10 p.m. Melissa, what is Wednesday at 10 p.m.?
Buckets. If you want to. I don't even know what we're going to talk about because nothing has happened in the world of hoops for basketball. But Jordan Miller is on the summer league all first team, so yay! But
and actually, the women did get a commit last week. So
yeah, I was trying to get her on the show, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, we'll be talking hoops on Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Me, Vish, and Matt.
Yep. So next two nights, join Five Reasons Sports. We'll be talking about something. Matt, Melissa, Danny.
If that isn't a way to sell the network, then I don't know what is.
Hey, we're always here for you when you need us or when you don't.
Are we queuing the Sox outro, or is that only for?
No, we do not cue the Sox outro. Unfortunately, Blue left before he could do his thing, so
he usually does show and tell, right?
Yeah, but Blue
is show and tell. I miss.
Well, here's today's show and tell.
That's a good show and tell.
Thanks, DJ. Thanks for hopping in, Melissa. We'll see y'all next week.
The Six Ring Kane Show. The Six Ring Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.